discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. Of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love it. Yes, good day, tokers and tokettes. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, April 25th. 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. If you followed the show from yesterday, you know the story that I've been covering is the Idaho Three, my three friends who are marijuana activists in the state of Idaho, and the state of Idaho has taken their children in an attempt to try to silence them. Great news. We've gotten notice on this story from all over the world, all over the country. Mike Riggs at Reason Magazine has picked up the story up on Reason.com and linked back to the Russ Belville Show interviews. And I just was contacted by Radio Free Moscow, 92.5 up in Moscow, Idaho, which is going to play. They're going to replay my interview with Lindsay on Saturday at 4 p.m., 92.5 FM up in the Moscow, Idaho area. So that's really good news. Plus, they're going to be playing little clips of the interview all week long on their news segment. So really good news, at least as far as trying to get the word out. If you haven't checked out the story yet, go to RadicalRust.com. We've also got a legal fund set up for them at rad-r.us/Idaho Fund. Capitalize both those words, Idaho Fund, and you can help donate. They're over $2,500 now to put together some retainer fees for some attorneys that they're desperately, desperately going to need. Also on today's show, we're going to go across the pond, have a cannabis community chat with Greg DeHoat from Normal UK. He's going to let us know what's going on the British Isles. Justin Bieber shows up in our Behind the Headlines segment because he was busted for weed in Sweden. Oh, no. We'll show you some statistics on why this is no big deal to the people who are under 30. From the government's own statistics. Also on today's show, we're going to follow up again on the Idaho 3, showing you how in Idaho, guns are safer for kids than weed is, at least according to the laws. And for our Daily Toker Tunes today, we got a special live call-in today. Excuse me, still battling a cold. Still, we got a live call-in from the Individuals from Chicago, Illinois. They've dropped a new album, and the new tune off of it is 420 Situations. Also features some audio from myself. We'll talk to the Individuals at 20 after, live from Chicago, Illinois. But before we get to all of that, we have got our 420 radio news that we need to get to. All sorts of interesting marijuana headlines popping up today, including a look at the state of Colorado, where off-the-clock marijuana use is not protected. A Colorado hemp grower, Michigan's got decrim coming up, California's medical marijuana regs pass the assembly, New York State's pushing for medical marijuana, and plenty more. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
This is your 420 Radio News for Thursday, April 25th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Colorado court says off-the-clock marijuana users don't have job protection, from the San Jose Mercury News. A divided Colorado Court of Appeals panel on Thursday upheld the firing of a man for off-the-job medical marijuana use, concluding that because marijuana is illegal under federal law, employees have no protection to use it anytime. The decision, which is precedent-setting, has broad implications not just for medical marijuana patients, but for any adult using marijuana in Colorado since voters legalized the substance in November. The case is the first to look at whether off-duty marijuana use that is legal under state law is protected by Colorado's Lawful Off-Duties Activities Statute. The statute says employers can't fire employees for doing legal things off the clock. Said the state's medical marijuana law only creates exemptions for prosecution and not rights. Thursday's ruling by the Colorado Court of Appeals reaches a much broader conclusion that nothing illegal federally can be considered lawful under the Lawful Off-Duty Activity Statute. Judge John Webb disagreed, saying that a lawful off-duty activity statute should be read as only concerning state law. The statute, Webb argued, was intended to protect employees from discriminatory firing. Also from Colorado, a hemp grower is the first to plant historic U.S. crop in decades, from the Denver Post. Ryan Laughlin plans to make history, becoming the nation's first commercial-scale hemp grower in almost 60 years. In a few days, he will plant his hemp crop on a farm in the southeastern corner of Colorado. He grew up on a farm in Springfield, and Laughlin, now age 40, returns, leasing 60 acres of his father's alfalfa farm to plant the crop and install a press to squeeze the oil from the hemp seeds. He'll have a jump on other farmers with 400 starter plants already growing at an indoor facility prior to transplanting them in the field. Until the federal-state legal disconnect is resolved, growers face the challenge of starting an industry without the benefits held by conventional farmers, such as federal crop insurance. Based on data from Canada's legal hemp industry, hemp seed generates revenue for farmers of $390 per acre, according to Eric Hunter, director of research and development for Hemp Cleans, a Colorado-based advocacy group. Michigan marijuana decriminalization bill introduced with bipartisan backers, from Michigan Live. Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor wants to decriminalize marijuana in Michigan, and at least two Republicans agree that it's time to have the debate. Irwin, who represents a city that enacted a similar policy decades ago, introduced a bill today that would make the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana a civil infraction punishable by a fine rather than a misdemeanor offense punishable by up to a year in jail. The Michigan bill would not legalize the drug, but it would change the penalty for small-time possession from possible jail time to a fine of $25 for a first offense, $50 for a second offense, or $75 for a third offense. California medical marijuana regulation bill passes state assembly committee, from HuffingtonPost.com. A bill to regulate California's billion-dollar medical marijuana industry cleared a major hurdle Tuesday when the state assembly's public safety committee voted to move it forward. AB 473, introduced by Assemblyman Tom Ammiano, would require all pot-related entities, except for caregivers and patients, to follow rules to be created by the Department of Alcohol and Beverage Control. New York State lawmakers push for medical marijuana law, from CBS New York. Lawmakers and terminally ill patients gathered on the steps of City Hall on Thursday to call for the passage of a medical marijuana law in New York State. New York State Assembly Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried, New York City Councilman Daniel Drom, and State Senator Diane Savino were on hand to urge their colleagues to pass a medical marijuana statute. One colleague who was not present was Stephen Katz, the Republican New York Assemblyman. According to HuffingtonPost.com, his marijuana charge has been dropped. Marijuana possession charges against this Assemblyman will be dropped if he completes 20 hours of community service. The lawyer for Stephen Katz, a Republican from Mohegan Lake in the Hudson Valley, says there were difficulties in proving that he had marijuana when he was stopped March 12th on the state thruway. Police say they pulled him over for driving 80 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone, smelled marijuana, and found a small bag of the drug. Susan Hanna Lask says the marijuana charge, a violation, was adjourned in contemplation of a dismissal. The speeding ticket was reduced to a parking violation. Besides the community service, Katz was fined $75. And from CBSLocal.com in New York, they note that his constituents said the situation's interesting, considering Katz had previously voted against legalizing medical marijuana in New York. That's your 420 Radio News for Thursday, April 25th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a look at the celebrities, the young celebrities, who have been caught recently using marijuana. And statistically, why it's no big deal to their followers. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, The Russ Belville Show, Ganja John, and Cascadia Concentrates, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Adam's meticulous designs are individually crafted and screened in vibrant high-definition color. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for us to go behind the headlines, and we'll do a little THCMZ, so to speak. I saw this headline come across from the dailybeast.com. I'd also seen it on TMZ. And it reads, Justin Bieber busted for pot. Does it matter? Let me just read a couple paragraphs from this. After catching a distinct whiff of the green ganja coming from Bieber's tour bus in Sweden while it was parked in front of a hotel, Stockholm police notified a narcotics unit, which boarded the bus and discovered that Bieber and his camp were apparently harboring a small amount of marijuana. No one is being charged since the bus was empty at the time and no suspect could be officially identified. It's just that magical weed that just happens to be on the bus. For one, the notion that honing a bad boy image is bad for Bieber's career assumes that his young friends follow the obsessive TMZ coverage of his behavior, and, if they do, that they even care. But let's look at the stars recently spotted, if not officially busted by the popo, for smoking pot. Shia LaBeouf, Armie Hammer, Chase Crawford, Miley Cyrus, Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lawrence, Frank Ocean. Bruno Mars was caught with a harder drug, cocaine, and it hardly caused a blip. Tweenage fans still gleefully belt out every one of his inescapable radio hits, unfazed by his drug-loving ways. Lady Gaga once said, quote, I smoke a lot of pot when I write music, end quote. Justin Timberlake proudly believes that, quote, some people are just better high, end quote. And Kristen Stewart, star of the tween holy grail, Twilight, confessed that she thinks smoking pot is, quote, no big deal, end quote. And then there's Rihanna. Have you ever seen her Instagram? It might as well be a website for high times. Yet that hardly has stopped her global radio takeover. If anything, the behavior amuses and endears her to a large portion of her fan base. The rest? They pretty much just shrug. Any stigma or liability that came along with celebrities embracing marijuana has gone up in smoke. Now, the pot pun notwithstanding, this is a huge difference from the way marijuana used to be. I mean, you go back, older listeners will remember Robert Mitchum damn near losing his entire career because of getting caught with marijuana. The drummer Gene Krupa, Supreme Court nominee Douglas Ginsburg in the 80s lost his whole nomination because he had smoked pot as an adult at Harvard. But why is this changing so much? Well, you only have to look at the demographics of the issue. I took a look today at the National Surveys of Drug Use and Health, which is the federal government's official surveys on who's doing what and how often, to get an idea of just why we have seen this massive change. So if you're watching on our web screen here, I'll just give you a look at some of these charts and statistics straight from the government. First of all, we have a look at the marijuana use frequency by age group. And in the left side rows, we can see, have you used within the past 30 days, within the past year, or over a year ago, or have you never used marijuana in your life? And for the columns, we're going to break it down by teenagers, 12 to 17, and then young adults, 18 to 25, and then people 26 and older. And if we look at that middle column, we can find that people between the ages of 18 to 25, people you would assume to be Justin Bieber fans or had grown up with Justin Bieber, 18.8% of them are smoking pot within the past month, and another 11.7 within the past year, for a total of around, what was that, 30.5% of people aged 18 to 25 are smoking pot this year. It's almost one out of three young adults are smoking pot. Another graph that gives us a look at, another chart that gives us a look at some of this information is the fact that when we're talking about these young people and their use of marijuana, we're not talking about having to go to the street or having to go to the dealer or what we kind of call the black market. In fact, when we look at the sources from where people buy their marijuana, and the choices are from a friend, from a relative or family member, or from someone I had just met or didn't know well, aka the dealer, we find that 78% of people aged 18 to 25 are getting their marijuana from a friend, with another 3.6 getting from a relative or family member. Over 4 out of 5 people, and this is at all age groups, are getting their marijuana from friends. This is a social thing. This is not a drug dealing thing. And when we look at those young people, we can also take surveys on their attitudes toward marijuana. This comes from another section of the National Surveys on Drug Use and Health. It's a collection called the National Survey Drug Use and Health, RDAS. And it's a collection, kind of a summary of the data from 2002 through 2009. So this will give you an idea over the past decade, the people who've been growing up, what they think about marijuana. And what we find on this is we're trying to find, how difficult is it for these people to get a hold of marijuana? And when we look at the age groups here, and we rank this between probably impossible, very difficult, fairly difficult, or fairly easy, in that age group from 18 to 25 years old, a full 30%, nearly 30% say it's fairly easy to get marijuana. Almost 10% say almost 30% are saying it's fairly easy to get marijuana, and 47% are saying it's very easy to get marijuana. Over 3 out of 4 people between the ages of 18 and 25 find it easy to get a hold of marijuana, and that's under our current federal prohibition. No wonder they don't think it's a big deal. And the final bit of data I'd like to look at is the perception of risk. How risky do people feel it is to smoke marijuana once or twice a week? You know, fairly regular use of marijuana. And when we look at those statistics for the age group between 18 and 25, there's only 35% of them that think there's a great risk in smoking marijuana once or twice a week. That is 65%, or nearly 2 out of 3 people between the ages of 18 and 25 believe that there is hardly any risk whatsoever to smoking marijuana. So when you look at these statistics, it seems fairly obvious as to why we are not seeing any of these young people get so upset about Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake or any of these young people using marijuana. They do not see a great risk in using marijuana. And I would venture to guess that those who do see a great risk in using marijuana aren't seeing it as a health or addiction risk. They're seeing it as an arrest and incarceration risk, because marijuana laws disproportionately affect those who are under the age of 30. Most of the people arrested for marijuana possession are under the age of 30. This is a war on the young people, and the young people are not supporting it anymore. It is only a matter of time before the generation that grew up on Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake are not going to vote for people that continue to treat them like criminals, and marijuana will be truly legalized in our lifetime. No, that's not the right one. There we go. Sometimes Libra Mater misbehaves there, Brian.
Yeah, well, maybe she's sick, too.
Yeah, we could all be a little bit sick here. Hey, when we come back, it's Daily Choker Tunes time. We got a special for you, The Individuals, live from Chicago, with new music.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Hi, I'm cannabis.
Non-alcohol.
Do you know that I can be used to treat a number of physical and psychological conditions like depression, Huntington's disease, and osteosclerosis?
Your mother's an osteoporosis.
I can also be used to help those who are abusing our friend over here.
You know what the problem is with you? You think you're better than everybody else. Hey, look at me, I'm weak.
Okay, I actually do prefer to be called cannabis. I'm illegal.
I'm illegal. Because weed makes you stupid.
Big Daddy thinks.
Funky Roller Rink, Roller Rink, Roller Rink.
Here at the Funky Roller Rink, it's always cool.
They call me cool. Cause I got more glide master.
You have
more dip in my hip.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fun, fun.
And I wear a mean dark pair of shades. And you can't see my eyes unless my head is bent. No time, give me five. They call me cool.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belleville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Oh, yeah, we are going to get it on for today's Daily Toker Tunes because we got special guests joining us live from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm not sure how many of them, but we got the individuals on the line. Can you hear me, guys? Hello, individuals. Are you there? Oh, drat. They do not hear me or they're not there, one or the other. All right. Well, they had called in earlier. I saw the line come up, but I think they must have gotten confused, not realizing that we're not on until after the commercial break. So we'll sit here for a second, see if they get a call. If they're listening right now and they call in, they can we can talk about this album. I met the individuals. I can't remember how. I don't know how this came about. But we've been, you know, going back and forth on Twitter for quite a long time. I love these guys because, well, you know, they tell it like it is. You know, they don't pull any punches and, you know, they'll say what they feel. And getting the perspective from, you know, big city Chicago right there down on the streets has been invaluable to me in developing some of my perspectives on things. They've helped me look at things through another set of eyes, if you will. And the other way that these guys are special to me is, of course, they're huge Chicago Bears fans. And y'all know me, I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan. So we had a bet during the football season as to which team would have the better season. If the Packers did, I get a Chicago pie. And if the Bears did, I would send them some voodoo donuts. Well, Packers had a better season, and I had a delicious, delicious Chicago pan-style pizza that they sent out. So they're men of their word as well. When they make a bet, man, they're going to stick to it. We'll put it on for next year as well. Maybe you'll get a chance to have some voodoo donuts, though. I certainly hope not. So they got a new track out off this album, CDXX, Marijuana Music. Of course, CDXX, that's Roman numeral for 420, right? Marijuana Music from the Individuals. And this features, the song's called 420 Situations, and it features lots of different marijuana activists' voiceovers in it, including my own. So this is the newly remixed final cut version. You're hearing it here first on 420 Radio and the Russ Belleville Show. This is the Individuals. with 420 situations.
Hi, this is Keith Strop, the founder and currently legal counsel at NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. NORML is the marijuana smokers' lobby in America, working to stop the arrests of responsible marijuana smokers and establish a legally regulated market where consumers could buy their marijuana in a safe and secure environment. I smoke pot and I like it a lot. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana, and it should be of no interest or concern to the government.
Hello, this is Jack Kerr. Cannabis Hemp is the number one paper, fiber, food, fuel, and medicine. In fact, it's the best medicine in the whole world for curing cancer. 100% of cancer in most cases. Listen to the individual.
Yeah, it's a war on drugs, but we ain't a drug, it's a herb. Grown from the earth, I was blowing that purr. When I wrote this verse, I was gone in the head. Think about a plant that God made if I get caught weed. Wrong place at the wrong time, had me locked up for a long time. Had your ass in the case for a little dime. On the real, I won't lie, I'ma stay high, I'ma stay fly. Middle finger wave to the law like high. I don't give a fuck about the laws right now. I'ma go hard, get my all right now. Blaze that up, state my case. Blow a big cloud in the police face. Sick of the slicks trying to jack my swag. Such a my whip trying to find some bags. Tip low key, oh so sweet with the flip technique. Running through the land like a hungry beast. Look what these haters done did to me. I'm TCO, finna go OC. We can hide that woe, you can keep your peace. I'ma be right here rolling swishes sweet. Legalize my trees, don't fuck with me.
Hello, this is Ed Rosenthal. I smoke weed every day, and I feel that I'm really, really patriotic because I'm helping the DEA get rid of that weed. You see, I look for it, I seize it, and then I destroy it. I destroy it. I destroy it. I destroy it.
Hey Tokers, this is Radical Russ, the voice of NORML, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. The individuals have a message for you, and it's about your freedom. It ain't about getting high, because we're getting high already. It's about Eddie Lepp and Charles Lynch fighting prison time for gardening. It's about Rachel Hoffman and Katherine Johnston, dead because of cops playing drug war. So listen up and pay proper respect. 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 Respect.
Hello, this is Casper Leach, host of Time for Hemp. When I think about re-legalizing marijuana, I think about the freedom that will come from doing so. The freedom of the people who are stuck behind bars, and the freedom of the taxpayer who is stuck paying to put those people behind bars. I think about the freedom of the farmers to grow a cash crop that can yield 50,000 different products that can generate millions of jobs for our hardworking Americans coast to coast. I think about the freedom for the medical patients in this country who need to use this plant for the many, many ailments that this plant can help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them.
Hello everyone, I am the King of Pot. I speak out for those who can't about the benefits and the legality surrounding marijuana. It's hard to come out of the closet when you work for those big corporations that don't allow you to speak the truth. But I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana. So stand up for your rights when you can. When you can. When you can.
Brother, give me that weed so I can proceed to putting that smoke in my lungs as I need. Me stopping my smoking and choking. You gotta be joking if you think you're talking to me. Bro, I'm a chief of C, that's what I be. What I roll up never come with no C's. Helping my cataracts so I can see. And you know, Raven gon' make sure I eat. Not for the law, I say fuck the police. We can keep on, say fuck with the peace. What you ain't know, you can't fuck with a beast. Illegal or not, I'ma do me. No shame in my game, I love Mary Jane. She always there, relaxing my pain. For me to stop blowing is really insane. Cause that's the only thing keeping me sane. And still every bang that reefer was gone from the dirt. The one who died for us, he put it on earth. So what are you saying? God want us to hurt? Then there'll be a man that put on his skirt. You give us plans, ain't even on work. I'm paying my dues and pull off with a smirk. I'm throwing my fingers to all of you jerks. The answer to cancer is weed and it works.
Hi all, this is Richard Rawlings from the United States Marijuana Party. I've been smoking marijuana for over 35 years now. The only damage I've seen come from the use of marijuana is the damage that the government inflicts on us because we choose to use this plant.
This is the New Jersey Weed Man. Not only do I advocate legalizing marijuana, I advocate ending the war on drugs. which is really a war on us and our freedoms, and the war on us, legalization, taxation, instead of incarceration.
There you have it, 420 situations from the individuals, and I think we got them on the line here. Are you there, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so glad to have you on. Who do we got talking to us?
Man, you got your boy Ando the Don, man. You know how we roll.
I sure do know how you roll. Thank you, Ando the Don, for joining us. And, you know, I wanted to just say right off the top that there's a lot of rappers out there that rap about weed and getting high. Not a lot of them put their money where their mouth is and go into the activism side of it. So much respect for you guys doing that.
I appreciate it.
Hey, tell us about this album, CDXX. What's going on? How many tracks? Where can people get it?
Man, CDXX, Marijuana Music, man, it's on iTunes right now. You know, we dropped it on 420, you know what I'm saying?
Of course,
so they can get on iTunes right now, you know what I'm saying? You see, we got the legends on there, Jack Hare, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Vic Rollins, you know what I'm saying? Richard, man, you know what I'm saying? We still representing for the normal community, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't never going to be in the closet with it, you feel me?
Yeah, I hear that, man. And that's the thing is people got to recognize that, you know, the only way they can keep us down is by keeping us invisible. And if we stand up and fight, they can't win.
Exactly.
Hey, I wanted to
know.
You don't
stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
There you go. Absolutely right. Hey, where can people catch the individuals? You guys going to be performing anywhere in the Chicagoland area or touring or anything?
Actually, right now we've been doing a lot of different activities. Right now, me myself, I'm working on my mixtape, DDQ the Movement. You know what I'm saying? It'll be out real soon. My brother TCO, you know, he's been shooting videos and movies lately. You know what I'm saying? He went to school for that, so he doing his thing. My man Big Lou, he's shooting a reality TV show. It's going to be on True TV. You know what I'm saying? Wow. My man Ro, he doing this DVD on the jail system. So right now, it's like everybody kind of busy right now, but we definitely got things coming up in progress. You feel me?
Hey, what's the name of that reality show if people want to catch it?
I'm not even sure. I'm actually, he's there right now. Actually, I supposed to went with him, but I had to make a few runs to go check on my mixtape.
Right.
And then, you know, call you guys to make sure everything is in order. I can't let y'all down. Y'all support us 100.
Hey, you bet. And hey, you'll let us know. I mean, we'll be in touch. And when you tweet it out, I'll let everyone know and they can go watch it. That'll be cool. Hey, I also wanted to thank you for an excellent Chicago pizza that we had a little while ago.
Oh, yeah. It'd be good, don't it?
Hey, you want to go double or nothing next year? Packers, Bears, two pizzas versus two boxes of donuts?
Hey, you already know I'm Bears forever, and we can always make the bet. You hear me?
I hear you, man. That's awesome. All right. Hey, Ando the Don, your solo album coming out pretty soon. You got this CDXX Marijuana Music. People can pick it up on iTunes. Give them any, like, Twitters or Facebooks or websites they need to know.
Man, you know, you can go to the thisis420.us website, you know what I'm saying? We get it in real major over there. You can go on my Ando the Don Facebook, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I got my new single video up for my new album on YouTube, you know, check me out. And I'm just sticking with the movement because the movement been sticking with me.
Right on. I like that dedication, and you know, you get back what you put in, and so I think you guys are doing some great work, and bringing this reform message to an audience that's not necessarily, you know, they like to smoke weed, but they don't know much about changing the laws, and so I think you're opening up a lot of minds that way.
Right. You have to, because like I said, if we don't speak, no one's going to speak for us.
That's right.
We have to stand up and fight for what we believe in, because if not, then you might as well just lay down and get rolled over.
And we ain't going to do that. We ain't going down like that. Ando the Don from the individuals. Check out the individuals on Twitter. This is 420.us is another website you can check out. The CD is CDXX Marijuana Music. That's 420 in Roman numerals. Get it now and give your respects to all these great reformers that they give name drops there in the song. It was a lot of fun, man. We dig the tune.
Yes.
Hey.
Man, we appreciate all the support, you know?
Yeah, man. Thanks, Ando, for calling in. We will talk to you again, and keep in touch. We'll let everyone know what you're all up to.
Sure will. Free my man, Eddie Left. Come on home, man.
That's right. Free Eddie Left. We'll be right back.
Hi.
I'm John Bon Jovi, and I've been given a script to talk to you about drugs, rock and roll, having fun, a good time, and all that good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, drugs is not a part of my everyday routine. It's not everyday fun. It's not good for you. All right, so listen, think twice before you do drugs, because there ain't no winners out there doing it.
Are you or is someone you know a marijuana smoker? Have you or is someone in your family been arrested for a marijuana violation? You need to know the truth about pot. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is the most comprehensive source of information regarding marijuana and its effects on health, as well as legal issues. NORML even offers a database of lawyers specializing in cannabis in your area. Hello. NORML, the nation's largest and most successful marijuana law reform organization, has spent decades gathering the knowledge and science on everything related to cannabis. NORML is the best resource to find out the truth about marijuana, connect with a lawyer in your area, or help find an end to prohibition. Information is available at normal.org, that's NORML.org, or toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The cannabis community includes a diverse set of activists and nonprofits working to end the prohibition of marijuana. We take the time to hear the stories of reform on the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Community Chat.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for us to go all the way across the pond to beautiful England, where Greg DeHoat, a.k.a. Cannabis Cure UK, is waiting for us on the line. How you doing, Greg?
How's it going, Russ? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound fantastic. And
wow.
We're so glad to have you here today. And big thanks, because we know it's like 11:30 at night out there in the UK, so we appreciate you being on.
It is. It's 25 to midnight, so it's nearly tomorrow already.
Yeah, really. So tell us what's new. We haven't spoken to you in over a month. What's happening with NORML UK?
NORML UK have got our first AGM and conference on the 18th and 19th of May, which is actually the Malcolm X birthday weekend. Uh-huh. And we're actually having it at the Malcolm X Community Centre in Bristol. Bristol is one of the... it's got quite a lot of history and a lot of culture there. It's where one of the slave ports was 400 years ago in England. So it's are you still there, Russ?
Yep, I'm still here, just turning the video off all for right, some bandwidth.
All right, okay. So it's got a lot of history, a lot of culture, and a lot of the same sort of prejudices and like civil rights argument we're facing and fighting now, something that has been fought before in this area. So it's something that we are trying to draw sort of some relationship to and get our story out there, get our message out there, because we can kind of help these communities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about the organization itself, NORML UK? Are you seeing a lot of growth, a lot of people becoming more interested?
Yeah, I think we are. We had a bit of good luck the other day on Saturday. I'm not sure if you know, it was this kind of a stoner event, 420.
What's this?
And I don't know, like everyone smokes weed on this day or something, but
what
we had... We had about 10,000 people turned up in Hyde Park. It was absolutely phenomenal, just completely beyond our expectations. On the Facebook event page, there was 5,000 likes there, and we thought, you know, we might get that number if it's a good day. It was a scorcher. It was it wasn't a scorcher, but the sun was out, and it was decent weather. We all went there with our UKCSC T-shirts on, hoodies on, NORML UK, and we represented. We got the word out, and. It was fabulous. We've got a bit of press coverage. London Cannabis Club got written about by Peter Hitchens, the Daily Mail's Reefer Madness, mm-hmm. Our arch enemy, basically. So he's well aware of the London Cannabis Club and what they're, you know, what they're achieving at the moment. So that's great news. And NORML UK getting picked up in a couple of press releases now here and there still. So. Good things. We're making progress, and hopefully our conference will help us, you know, set the way for the next year.
Absolutely. Hey, before we talk about the conference, you mentioned 420, and I'm just wondering, you know, here in America, the cultural significance of it, it's no longer like a secret. I mean, now news organizations kind of look forward to doing their 420 coverage. Has it seeped into that much of the mainstream in English culture, or is there a different feel to 420 in Britain than there is in America?
Russ, I had absolutely no idea I wasn't in America on Saturday.
good.
It wasn't until the sirens were going off down the, like, the Kensington Road next to us that I was saying, shit, I was packing my bong and my weed away really quickly. I was like, I'm not in Denver right now. Like, this is... No, because 2 years ago on 420, I took my first dab, like, with Bo and Paul outside the, like, the state capitol, and, like, Adam Hand was there as well. Like, me and him, like, started our little, like, quite a bit of our journey together, I think. And dabs has definitely been a huge impact on that. And yeah, like, I was showing people what dabs were for the first time in Hyde Park, so it was really cool. I felt I was doing my part there.
How has is there much awareness of 710 culture there yet, or are you the guy that's starting it?
Oh, definitely. There's a bit of news here. There was a documentary made a couple of years, 3 years ago, called Cannabis, What's the Harm? It was shown on BBC, and it was quite two part. It was about an hour and a half each part, and it was a really good documentary. And it pretty much said that all the time cannabis is prohibited, or people are prohibited from using cannabis, there's going to be problems involved. You're going to involve organized crime, and it's going to have all sorts of detrimental effects to the consumer, because they're not going to have a regulated market at all, or a regulated product. They're making another documentary called Cannabis Legalize the Weed? And they are interviewing me on Monday for it, and they're coming along and filming, and they're particularly interested in dabbing and the cannabis oil. So cannabis dabs might go mainstream in the UK next or in the foreseeable future.
Oh, wow. And you'll have to send us the links to any of the videos when they come up.
Yeah, that would be pretty damn cool. So, yeah, I think this is the first time I've actually spoken about it publicly. There's a gem for you, Russ.
Yeah, thank you. Another scoop here on 420 Radio. Hey, you were mentioning the conference that's coming up. Tell folks about this conference.
So, on the 18th and 19th in Bristol, which is in the UK, obviously, on the west coast, west country, between England and Wales, I guess it is. We have got our first AGM. We are obviously a new organisation in the UK. Started thanks to Russ giving us all our help over there when he was still part of Normal US. We've got a handful of speakers. We've got an ex-MFI agent called Annie Michon. She is coming to speak about the harms of prohibition, why we need to change it. And we've got ex-chief of police from Cambridgeshire, Tom Lloyd. He's going to be speaking the same on the same kind of thing. We've also got Rupert from Release. Rupert is Release as the oldest drug organization in the world, so it's going to be good to have their kind of experience there, and just to be able to align with these great organizations is quite inspiring, really. I think Normal UK are set up to be on to a good path. Like I say, we are getting some good press coverage now, so if we can get out there. I'm going over to Bristol with a few people. We're going to go and do a load of radio promotion, go and do some local media interviews, try and get as much ruhah as we can around it, get it noticed as we can. And cannabis is quite a well-known plant in Bristol, on my stad. There's a... like I say, quite a large West Indian culture there, and cannabis is quite a large part of that community, and it's accepted. You can walk around anywhere in Bristol and smell it. So if we're going over there and we're going to start talking about using it in a safe, like looking at cannabis in a safer way, regulating cannabis, and stop infringing people's personal freedoms, it might grab a few ears, grab a few eyes, get the right people in the area to come along and check out what we've got going on over the 2 days. We're going to have a nice smoking tent as well. I'm going to make sure that's going to be rolling all the time.
All right. So for people over there in the UK that want to get involved with this, give them the website information so they can find it and plan for it.
Thanks very much, Russ. It's normal-uk.org, and that's normal-uk.org. Click on the events there, and you'll be able to buy a ticket. It's £15 in advance, I think, or £15 or £30, depending on what kind of member you are. So get on there, buy a ticket, and it'll be great to see you next month. I'm going to be there. I'm giving a speech as well. I forgot to say that. I'm speaking twice, once on the Cannabis Social Club model, and then I'm going to be speaking a bit about what you guys in America have got going on over there, and why people think America's America's making their changes and England will just follow naturally. Like, well, why haven't we followed naturally? We've got 15, 16, 17 years behind some of your medical states and we haven't got it. We've got GW, but what have we got as people? We haven't got that. The government have got their little monopoly going on with the pharmaceuticals, but we as a people need to stand up and make our voice heard, and that's the only way we're going to do it is to get up and take it and make them accept it. We're not going to ask for our freedom. We're going to just live it.
You know, you mentioned that you've got some former MPs, former law enforcement that are speaking. Here in America, we see a lot of those folks getting aligned with law enforcement against prohibition. Is there becoming now a growing voice of former law enforcement and government officials that agree with Normal UK's mission?
There is, yeah. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition UK should be launching by September, I think, in the UK. And I think they're going to, when they do it, they've been preparing for quite a while. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about them, really. But I know they've been putting a lot of effort in and making sure that what they've got to say is very coherent. Obviously, it's going to be articulate. These people have fought prohibition, fought the side of prohibition as their careers. So they're the ones that know it quite deeply and most intimately, and they know the real problems. So when people like this stand up and talk, it really is worth taking notice. So I appreciate the effort that they're taking to get it right and making sure that their message is the one that they want to be heard.
Yeah, that's really great news. I know in the past you guys have done some events with the legendary Howard Marks, aka Mr. Nice. Any new work with Mr. Nice coming up?
Yeah, I think you've caught me dab-handed here, Russ. It is 11:30.
It is 11:30.
Mr. Nice, Howard Marks, of course, who served, I think it was 14 years in a US prison for smuggling copious amounts of hashish from Morocco over to America in Pink Floyd speaker cases. He is doing a special one-off show for us. It's you can actually, if you're coming to the conference, you can still buy a ticket. I don't know how much the tickets are. I've not been made informed about that yet, I must admit. But all the information will be on our website, normal-uk. But if you like Howard Marks and you want to get the chance to see him, this will be the best opportunity to see him because he's doing a show one-off for Normal. It'll have, I'm sure, a few extra quirks in there because it'll be such a pro-cannabis audience for sure because, you know, these are the people that are there. We want law reform and we're the ones working towards it. So that'll be a good one. I got to interview Howard Marks in Spanibus in 2012. And it was really cool. I didn't actually know, I haven't read Howard Marks' book, but I'd seen the film. So getting to know a little bit more after I'd spoken to him was a little bit weird for me. And then I knew a little bit more about him the next time I went to see him. So I had even more respect than I had for him the first time, and he's a great guy. And also, we've got the Global Cannabis March coming up, and not this Saturday, but the Saturday after, on the May the 4th, Howard Mark should be there at that as well. And Normal UK, United Kingdom of Cannabis Social Club event again. Howard Mark's supporting us all the way, and it's looking good. I'm quite excited about it.
Yeah, we're all excited. May 4th, the Global Cannabis March. It's also Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And last question, because I know, you know, we caught you dab-handed and it's almost midnight. A lot of your friends here in the chat room miss you and want to know if you'll be making it to the U.S. anytime this year.
Do I disappoint them now? Yeah, I am. I'm planning to anyway, and I don't just say that because I've got hash oil in my hand. I do really mean it. It's not just one of those things. I'm trying my hardest. Looking after patients is a priority of mine. I am actually helping a cancer patient with oil at the moment, and that takes it takes a lot out of you. You don't realize how much effort you're going to put in for that. So obviously, I don't want to just leave him on his own stranded. So I want to make sure he's all right as well. Sure. But I do want to come out to America, hopefully by a Hemp Fest. I'll be out there, if not before, but I'll definitely be out there for Hemp Fest a couple of weeks at least.
We are looking forward to that.
If they let me back in.
If they'll let you back in, we never know. You're probably on some list somewhere.
I'm sure I'm on many lists. hopefully I'm on your guest list.
You're on my guest list forever and ever. You always got VIP status with me. Thanks. Greg,
can
I
just say one
yes,
last
go ahead.
Plug? UKCSC.co.uk, United Kingdom Cannabis Social Clubs. We just launched our website. I know this is across the pond with normal UK, but this is United Kingdom Cannabis Social Clubs. We're making our mark now. We want people to get up and grow their own, be collective growers, take responsibility, and take the money out of the hands of organized crime.
Absolutely. UK Cannabis Social Clubs, Normal UK, it's all going on, and a big part of that is Greg DeHoat right there. Cannabis Cure UK on the net. Thanks so much for joining us, and we hope to see you at Seattle Hempfest.
No worries. Peace out.
All right. Have a good night and enjoy your dab. We'll leave you on to dab with our friends here. When we come back, time for a radical rant. We're going to talk about the Idaho 3. I got an update for you. Stick around.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Have you considered medical marijuana? Double-blind, peer-reviewed studies have found cannabinoid therapies to be successful in treating the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, brain cancer, chronic pain, diabetes mellitus, dystonia, fibromyalgia, GI disorders, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, hypertension, incontinence, MRSA, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, pruritus, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, and Tourette's syndrome, as well as anecdotal evidence in suggesting relief from anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress, plus reduction in the need for narcotic painkillers. Side effects from medical marijuana can include euphoria, relaxation, anxiety, panic reaction, paranoia, tachycardia, dry eyes, dry mouth, concentration and reaction time impairments, appetite increase, and in some U.S. states, arrest and incarceration. But medical marijuana is non-toxic and cannot cause overdose. Medical marijuana, it's not for everyone, but ask your doctor if medical marijuana may be right for you.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Yesterday, I broke the story of Lindsay Reinhart and Sarah Caldwell. They are two young mothers who are very prominent marijuana activists in the Gem State, my home state of Idaho. Lindsay is the state's most visible medical marijuana patient. She suffers from multiple sclerosis and is the chief petitioner behind the Idaho Medical Choice Act, a very limited form of a medical marijuana initiative. Sarah is the financial officer for Moms for Marijuana International, and Lindsay's husband, Josh Reinhart, is the head of Idaho Normal. So easily three of the most recognizable, most out front marijuana activists in the state of Idaho. Now, if you missed yesterday's show, while Lindsay and Sarah were out vacationing with Josh as well, their four children were staying with a babysitter at Lindsay's house when police, acting on a tip from an elementary school friend of one of their boys, arrived with Child Protective Services. The police, without a warrant, intimidated the babysitter into allowing them into the home, where they allegedly found some of Lindsay's things. And based on that imminent threat to the children, all four boys, aged 11, 10, 6, and 5, were placed into foster care. Now, that story is shocking enough. We told the story yesterday, and like I said, these are dear friends of mine, and all of us, when we get into marijuana activism, recognize the risk we take, the target we put on our backs. And when we're talking about young mothers and young children in the state like Idaho, these women are so brave. and so courageous, and they deserve so much of our support. And if you can help financially, they need to hire lawyers, obviously. We do have a short link for you, rad-r.us/Idaho Fund. And make sure you capitalize the I and the F, Idaho Fund, two capital letters there. rad-r.us/Idaho Fund. And now the fund is over, last I saw, $2,500. It began just yesterday. This just is remarkable how much the cannabis community has stepped up. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, Mike Riggs from Reason.com is now on the story, and I'm collaborating with him as far as getting more information out on this. We were also picked up in Ladybud, Toke Signals, Weed Blog. I've posted at Huffington Post. It hasn't made it there yet, but should be up pretty soon. And we're going to bring all the pressure we can to bear on the state of Idaho, on their child protective services, and make people realize what's going on here, how family services, which are meant to protect children from abusers, people who are sexually or physically abusing children, is now being used as a tool to politically attack these people who are trying to pass a medical marijuana initiative. Now, while this was going on in Ada County, Idaho, which is where Boise is, the largest city, just to the west in Canyon County, Idaho, where I was born, Canyon County, Idaho, which is the conservative county in Idaho. That's kind of like the sauna in hell, right? The conservative county in Idaho. Another mother attracted the attention of police on the same day, on the same Tuesday, when CPS was taking the kids away from these medical marijuana activists. This woman left her 3-year-old and 10-month-old in the car as she briefly went back into the house to grab something. While the kids were alone in the car, the 3-year-old found a loaded pistol and fired it, grazing the 10-month-old in the cheek. No charges have been filed. And presumably, this young mother still has her 10-month-old and 3-year-old. They weren't taken away by the state. So let's just see if we can wrap our minds around the mentality in Idaho. If you're a sick person who advocates for legal marijuana to alleviate your suffering from multiple sclerosis and cops find something untoward in your home, why, you're endangering your children. We got to take those kids away immediately, and you just might face felony time in prison. But if you're a healthy person who lets your unattended children have unfettered access to a loaded handgun and it actually does harm one of your children, why, it's just an accidental shooting, and you get to keep your kids, and no charges are filed. Now, sadly, this is not confined to just Idaho. In California, Daisy Bram, a legal medical marijuana patient in California, has lost her children repeatedly for alleged abuse, which consists of growing non-toxic houseplants and breastfeeding while using marijuana. And this is what it sounds like when police literally ripped the baby suckling at her breast away from her.
My baby! My baby!
For Thor, you can't.
Got her. Okay. Daisy, what you're under arrest for is cultivation of marijuana and possession of marijuana for sale.
She don't hold, okay. She ain't got nothing.
And then Jamie, what you're on?
Wait, she got MRSA and a cut on her hand. Dude. Okay. She has a MRSA.
And then Jamie. Okay. Jamie, then what you're under arrest for is cultivation of marijuana, possession of marijuana.
Last week, I collected 5 stories of parents who lost their children over marijuana gardens, and another 5 stories where children aged 4 and under were shot or shot somebody when they were allowed unfettered access to a loaded handgun. Nobody in the 5 child gun stories was ever charged with child endangerment, and none of those children with guns were ever taken away by Child Protective Services. The 5 that were growing marijuana gardens, kids taken away, child endangerment charges. How tragically absurd. If your child has access to a lethal machine that kills someone, it's just an accident. If your child has access to a non-lethal plant that heals someone, that's child endangerment. Insane.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
That's all the time we got here for Hour 1. Join us in Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio. We'll take your calls at 971-533-7111, and we'll talk more about this topic. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.